Blog Talk Radio.
Going
out, people. This is Miss Heavenly Angels in the building, co-hosts with the Moses.
smoking and talking on this Weed Stay Wednesday. I hopes.
You know.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I got a little pin joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go ahead and put the last little pin joint up in there, you know what I'm saying?
I'm ready.
And, I'm getting ready for this weekend. Got to go up to ATL, heading to Atlanta, heading to the ATL. Yeah, get some background music going on up here. Yeah, I got my homeboy getting married, and so going up there to, see him off, you know what I'm saying?
Celebrate.
Yeah, see him off onto the other side. Other side of town.
Are you going to take pictures?
Yes, I am. Not going to take pictures. Oh.
Okay, you going to videotape?
No. Yeah, I'm gonna bring a video camera and have to set it up. Cause my damn battery is fucked up in it, but I still will get the job done and hold it down. We're gonna have a good time. So we're going out to my girl's family's. Uh oh. Okay. Get a little smoke music going on in the background. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we're going out to my girl's place, or family's place, and visit her uncles and stuff. And hang out with them. And then from there, we're going to journey on the rest of the way on up to ATL. Georgia.
So I take it you're driving there.
Yeah. We're taking all them bills. 6 hours. Not too bad. You know what I'm saying? It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too far.
It's just Atlanta sucks, though. I can't stand their roads, man. It's just it's too twisty turny for me. You know what I'm saying? Curb. Yeah, it's a bunch of curves and stuff. But what can you do, you know? What can you do? Well, that ten. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That makes 10.
You have new music you're gonna play today?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I did something wrong. Miscalculated something, people. What the hell did I do? I don't know what I did, but fuck it. Yeah, I got some new music. I'm finna debut, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I gotta roll up and go ahead and play the first one. But this is my, it's coming out of here right out of the Bay Area. You know what I'm saying? Right out of Tampa. Flowita, 813 Music right here sent to me, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all get your music in. It gets played right here live, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker gonna ask me, where are your radio station at? I said it's online. Online, so it ain't like the radio. Motherfucker, it's the radio.
It's
what's the difference
the
between you listening
you
to United Phone
and
Warm and all that
world.
Shit?
It's better
right.
than the radio.
Right. Know? So, I say shit, you don't see the motherfuckers that you see on the radio when you turn get into your car. So, what's the difference? When you call into that into their little request line and they put you on hold, you're doing the same thing we do right here. You're sitting there listening to the show.
People from around
talking
the world.
Music and everything. Except you hear people from around the world. Instead of just the same old ragged-ass personalities every fucking morning after morning. You know what I'm saying? You got all kind of people that call in there.
And instead of just having it in your neighborhood, we're around the world. Reaching
around
people.
The world. And I mean... the world. This is number. Like it's all badass.
Yeah. like a tsunami. Three plates, one plenty, got them in my pocket. They stacking money, got me like a YouTube.
I got the bad ass blank, girl, bad ass white, girl, bad ass freak. Yeah, baby, we be freaking. Yeah. Bring her to my bedroom, baby, girl, believe it. Walking like a model, drinking out the bottle. Throw that ass back, throw that ass. Certified, yeah, they on point. Straight dime pieces, flip them like corn. If you're talking about it, you better talk money. Straight diva status, never looking bummy. High heel swagger, with them Prada purses. If you do numbers, it'll be worth it. Chocolate thighs, hazel eyes, red chick, thick ass, I call her Ferrari. Yellow chick, green eyes, I call her Bugatti. Bad chick, wet like a tsunami. Three playboy bunnies got them in my pocket. They stacking money, yeah, I mean like a huge
I got a bad ass black girl, bad ass white girl, bad ass freak. Yeah, baby, we be freaking. Yeah. Bring her to my bedroom, baby, girl, believe it. Walking like a model, drinking out the bottle. Throw that ass back, yo, 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 throw that. Bring her to my bedroom, baby girl be leaking. Walking like a model, drinking out the bottle. Throw that ass back, yo, 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 throw that ass back. I got a bad ass black, you're a bad ass white, you're a bad ass reek, baby.
Flip it, you know, rub it, do something. Oh,
that's it. Sorry. Just
Okay.
And that's it.
That's the hook, people.
Let's see what this is. I got trying to tidy up my computer here. I'm down to 5 gigs worth of goddamn memory. So I got to get all these fucking videos. You know what I'm saying? All these videos that I've been paying for, you know?
Yeah.
All these videos.
Yeah, you have it.
And, gotta get them off of it.
You can buy free, I guess so.
You know what I'm saying? That's the best buy I've ever bought.
Really?
You ever bought some good free shit? You know what I'm saying? That's the best. That's the best shit.
Only for a buck.
Hey, you know, if that's, well, shit, they already got the goddamn red box. I just call myself the black box. You know what I'm saying?
What about shipping and handling charges, you know? Is it really free?
Oh. Hey.
I don't
know. You know? You know what I'm saying? That's how it always gets you on the damn TV. I'm like, how the hell? Only just pay the $6.95 shipping and handling fee. And like, what?
That's all. And it's free. For $19.95.
Something's going down. Right
here, oh, that's my cell phone cam video. I got to figure out how to flip the video. This is live from the neighborhood, people.
I don't know what they're looking for. Something's going down. Right here, live.
I don't know what they're looking for.
What
she's going to
do?
What she's going to do?
I don't know. When the COD come for you, what the boys, Papa boys, what they going to do? What they going to do? Don't crash into. Hello. You guys need to back up? You guys need to back up? You're repeating an investigation?
That's too funny for me. Yeah, it's a little video that I'm watching that I recently recorded.
The police were involved, right?
Yeah, but they apprehended.
You puffing on anything tasty?
No, but shit. What the hell? This is another episode. No, I was smoking on some regular though. Let me roll up my little regular. Damn.
You know what I'm saying? And that's how you show these fools. You know what I'm saying? You don't play with them. You don't lay with them. You know what I'm saying? You act like you don't do violence. I guess you think he being followed. But he ain't being followed. So we're going to pass him by and let him run our tag real quick. You know what I'm saying? As we keep moving. What's up, brother?
Goddamn police. Punk ass police. I pulled the camera out on their ass while I was driving and shit.
And this is after the arrest.
The motherfucker,
you know what I'm saying?
The motherfucker, he followed me and shit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to run my tag and shit. I purposed the motherfucker and, you know, jumped in front of his ass, run that bitch, and then turned the motherfucking camera around to his punk ass. And he dipped off of me and shit. You fucked up. Y'all got the wrong one. Y'all ever pull behind smell so good? Y'all got the wrong fucking one. Got some kind of camera on you. I ain't even playing. I advise all my friends. I advise you motherfuckers pull some goddamn cameras out. Y'all shut the fuck up. Pull some goddamn cameras out. Damn all they trying to talk to the motherfuckers. Talk with the cam. Talk with the cam. That's what I do.
What up? Watch me up. Tom G. Just in case you don't know by the sound of the voice, Tommy Guns, nigga.
Right now, we murking a lot of shit. We fucking the streets up right now. We the hottest shit in the streets right now. I am the city, nigga. You know what I'm talking about? Been on the road doing shows and all that.
Shout out to Tom G. He doing his thing, though. I want another little local talent, you know what I'm saying, around here, you know. Trying to hold it down for T-A-M-P-A. Yeah. I'm getting to the last one before we get into some nothing new. I'm getting one more song. And take a break.
Get my nutty on today? Yeah.
Yeah, to wipe it on out. You know, you can get all up out of here. I got to get into the streets, people. I got to get into the streets.
Work it, work it.
Oh, yeah, I got to get out to the streets. All right, so let's get into this.
Yeah. I'm in the streets right now.
Oh, yeah? Where you
at? I'm down in downtown Renton.
Oh, downtown Renton.
Seattle.
Downtown Renton. Are you renting anything? Oh! Yeah. Are you looking for something to rent? Oh.
No.
Oh. Yeah, this, they don't get any better, people. They don't get any better. Right. Right here live, this is Miss Shiesty, representing one time. This is called Snapper. Hopefully she's not a badass. You know what I'm saying?
That got your
Virtual Agra. Now, you heard it. There's been a rise in STDs and people over 50 and shit.
Hey, I don't know.
About 500%. How do you get a 500% increase? What the fuck? How do you get over 100%?
Viagra.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, what you did. What is 760%? What the fuck is that?
Well,
I mean, 100% is
all those
max.
Men that couldn't get it up can now get it up.
Yeah, that's just, man, 100% is max. That's it. It ain't no 110. It ain't no fucking 150 and all that old bullshit. Just, you maxed out shit.
Yeah. As long as you can get it up, that's all that matters, right? Oh.
Yeah, so, but you know, they're getting it up without slapping the rub on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that ain't
slanging
good.
Slanging their old thing around. And now, you know, hey, they... Delivering. All right, here we go, people. Here we go. Live in effect. Nutty News time for the Weezday Wednesday. And once again, this is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off the wall news. Go there and check them out. And you will hear shit like this here. Spartanburg County, South Carolina, where a woman loses her phone. And nude pictures are sent.
You already know
as
that one.
Someone wouldn't have done that one. You know what I'm saying?
Hello.
A woman recently called police to file a report about a missing cell phone. The woman told Spartanburg County deputies she lost her phone at the Copper River Restaurant in Bowling Springs. The woman told police she later learned that someone found her phone and was sending nude pictures she had stored in the phone. Two people in her contact list.
Oh, no.
Think that bitch. That was my own boy. You thinking, bitch.
They better hope Connor doesn't put them back in the ass.
That's probably what he was thinking, like. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You wouldn't give me any back in the days. Take that. I've been looking for this cell phone for 10 years.
Can you imagine, you know, getting that sent to you? One of your friends?
It's fucked up, though. Yeah, you know, I mean, like your family and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, oh, good. Didn't want to see this of my sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
San Marcos, Texas. Students use window instead of door.
Okay. Or
a Texas State student has died from injuries she sustained after she and two others jumped out of a dorm room window. According to the university, they must have been on crack. Okay, but no. Aaron Hicks and two other students were in a dorm room at Laurel Hill. At 2 a.m., they decided to leave the room through the window. The room is on the first floor, but is elevated because of a basement underneath the room. Officials said a male went through the window first and the two females followed. Both women hit the ground and rolled down a hill. Police don't know why the three students left the room through the window.
Wow, because there was a boy there. There's no boys allowed dorm.
And probably so. Somebody's coming. Get out, get out, get out. Get out the window.
That was the last time they did that one.
Yeah. Charleston, West Virginia, man high on bath salts kills neighbor's goat. This dude is in jail in a goddamn bathing suit, people. And I don't mean...
Yeah. He could have been naked.
I think he's cross-dressing. I really think he's cross-dressing. Police say an Alum Creek man high on bath salts killed his neighbor's pygmy goat and that neighbors found him in his bedroom dressed in a bra and panties. Yes, I was correct. Next to the dead animal, Mark Thompson, 19, of Greenview Road, is charged with animal cruelty after police got a call from a woman who said she said he stole her goat. The two women walked into Thompson's house looking for the goat and made their way to Thompson's bedroom door. They opened the door, and he was standing there with his pants down. He had on women's clothing, and the goat was dead, and there was blood everywhere.
Oh, hell no. What was he doing to that goat?
He has humped the goat, people. I'm pretty sure. He has humped the goat.
Ludicrous.
Have you humped your goat today?
Let's go. Please, people, don't try this at home.
In China, where every great American wants to move because shit is dirt cheap. Oh, just bullshitting. Workers must sign pledges, no suicides.
Wow. What about, coming in there with guns and killing?
Yeah, I love our government. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bring your gun to work day. These motherfuckers telling you, please don't players don't. All right, what the hell? Factories making sought-after Apple iPads and iPhones in China are forcing staff to sign pledges not to commit suicide, an investigation has revealed. At least 14 workers at Foxconn, Fox Connection, people. That's Fox. Believe that. Factories in China have killed themselves in the last 16 months as a result of horrendous working conditions. Many more are believed to have either survived attempts or been stopped before trying at the Apple suppliers' plants in Chengdu or Shenzhen. After a spate of suicides last year, managers at the factories ordered new staff to sign pledges that they would not attempt to kill themselves. And they were made to promise that if they did, their families would only seek the legal minimum in damages. Damn.
Wow. People, what have we come to?
Well, we haven't come to that yet. I mean, that's China. You hear the little plan? Yeah. Y'all had to keep y'all little fucking ass
fine.
Y'all better love this American shit. I love this American shit.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. Oh.
I'm out on the street.
Man. Oh, okay. Shouts out to the street. Shout outs. You know what I'm saying? We live from somewhere in Washington. Yeah.
Who knows where? Somewhere.
We out there. Man is arrested and put hand up flight attendant's skirt.
Well,
nothing wrong with that. Oh, my bad. You take her for extra snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. Check her for snacks. Oh, no.
A passenger who was flying from London to New York is facing a federal criminal charge after he allegedly placed his hand up the skirt of a flight attendant and grabbed her genital area and began to run his fingers back and forth. Well, he had enough time to do all of that. Wow. The incident, who occurred on a British Airways flight bound for John F. Kennedy International Airport, resulted in the arrest of Lurie Chumak, 53. A second flight attendant saw Chumak grab the first flight attendant's genital area and immediately approached the passenger and placed him in restraints. The second attendant told the FBI that a male passenger had previously complained that Chumak drinking from a bottle of Duarte's had bothered and verbally abused his wife. What the fuck is Duarte's?
Can't hear you with the plane going overhead. What is what?
Yeah. Duarte's. 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 The alcohol.
Say it again.
A bottle of Duarte's. D E W A R
S. I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's alcohol. Pretty sure.
That's a new one on me. I don't drink, so I wouldn't know if it was alcohol.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's alcohol, people. Keeping this going for a few more minutes. Middletown, New Jersey, man attacks cops with weed. What the fuck is going on with these weed whacking attacks and shit? Dude just got his face all fucked up with a weed whacking and need a week before something happened with a weed whacker. Like, is you know, criminals getting that soft? Y'all motherfuckers put the guns down and picked up garden tools and shit? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Weed whackers.
Right. Man sustained minor injuries after getting ran over by a push lawnmower, the old-fashioned kind.
Yeah.
Right. An irate customer trying to return a weed whacker to a Sears store ended up in a felony, in jail on felony charges after the return process didn't end well. Gary Burke, 28, from Atlantic Islands, went into the Sears. He had planned to return the weed whacker he had purchased at the store, but the lawn and garden section of the store was closed at the time. Employees told Burke that he would have to return later. They said that Burke started to yell and scream at employees and refused to leave the store. They called police. Patrolman Thomas Meckier and Patrolman Richard Fulham arrived at the store and told Burke that he would have to leave. They say that they were trying to escort him out. When Burke hit Meckier with the weed whacker, he was charged with aggravated assault on a police officer, unlawful possession of a weapon, the weed whacker, and other charges.
Unlawful possession of a weapon? Come on.
People, if your ass had a motherfucking fly swatter and you hit the goddamn police with it, motherfucking unlawful fucking weapon. They yet me with a fly swatter. I'm hurt. I have a print on my face.
Fly gun.
No, y'all, to see y'all, I was trying to swat this fly off by the officer's face. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't trying to hit the officer and brand him. But, yeah. You know,
yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I guess it's even a weapon, so. Yeah.
Charleston, South Carolina. Cupcakes and hammocks are offered students during exams.
Cupcakes and hammocks?
Okay. At 10 p.m., more than 200 students at the College of Charleston emerged from the college library and nearby streets and descended like locusts on a patio table holding boxes of cupcakes. It is final exam week at the downtown Charleston, South Carolina Liberal Arts School founded in 1770. Cupcakes and other snacks, massages, yoga classes, Zumba dance sessions, guided meditation, and peer counseling are offered to stressed out students. Earlier, students found puppies from a local shelter to cuddle, and a pancake breakfast was prepared by the college's president. Ain't that a bitch? God damn, I think I'm going to have to make some motherfucking changes. Damn. Hey, y'all encouraging some good education policies right there. I don't know about healthy policies, but, yeah.
Yeah.
And last but not least, the gory tale of Los Angeles. Mummified body of former playmate found in home.
Ooh.
Yummy.
Who is it, Marilyn Monroe?
Yummy. The mummified body of former playmate, once starred in the cult film Attack of the 50-Foot Woman, was found in her Los Angeles home. Yvette Vickers, 82, was discovered by a neighbor in an upstairs room of her home in Benedict Canyon. She had not been seen for a long time, and police believe she may have been dead for close to a year. Vickers, who appeared as the July 1959 playmate in Playboy magazine, featured in several B-grade films, including Attack of the 50-Foot Woman and Attack of the Giant Leeches.
Hello, she didn't have any family? My God, a year.